Before we... Before we commence the Vesper service, I believe a Sister Hostetter. We will keep it here at the rostrum for her. And now, let us commence this program which Brother Foss has arranged for your enjoyment as a fitting conclusion to this day and this portion of the convention to date. And let us begin this service by singing the first and last verses of hymn number 264, Wonderful Words of Life.
Father in heaven, thou the giver of every good and perfect gift, we desire to come near unto thy throne of grace again in the way that thou hast appointed in the name and merit of thy dear Son, our Redeemer. We thank thee, Father, for that wonderful manifestation of love on thy part and on his part, that he should condescend to come to this earth, the rescue of the lowest of thine intelligent creatures, steeped in sin and degradation and death, even down to the humiliation and ignominy of the cross. Well, may this great example ever be an inspiration to us, that we might go to him without the camp, bearing his reproach. We thank thee, Father, for this blessed relationship that we have with thee as thy spiritual son, as new creatures in Christ Jesus. We thank thee for all the bounties which are supplied to us, for the strengthening of the inner man. We thank thee for the opportunities which we have in the school of Christ, not only to learn the theory, but have the actual practice in working together as a unit, even as the respective body of Christ. And so while we great difficulty try to ascertain thy will and to carry out the arrangements which are necessary for our present time. We pray that we might above all get the lesson that thou hast for us. We might learn these lessons well, that we might be prepared for some really productive work for thee when the kingdom is fully established. And now as we have been sitting at the feet of Jesus, for we do recognize the spiritual feast as coming from our present Lord, we do indeed thank thee for all of these blessings. And now as we consider these special services, as we hear these messages in song, and can relax and enter more fully into the sentiments of these words, we pray thy special blessing upon those who minister to us, and wilt thou mete out to us a blessing in these services, as we seek to honor thy name and seek the edification of thy people. Bless us throughout the further services of this convention. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
And now, dear friends, while we know that the Apostle Paul in the 5th of Ephesians in the 19th verse speaks of making melody in our heart, singing songs, praising and thanking God, he mentions that as being done to yourselves. And that is always our privilege, but we're also glad that we have the privilege of those among us who are able to express these things, these thoughts by music, words set to music, not only to themselves, but so that others may enjoy and praise God by this means. So at this time, we will hear a solo by Brother George Roberts. He will be accompanied by Sister Watson. Apparently, there's been a mistake in the program. It was ably arranged. This is an omission, and it only goes to show that we shouldn't supply anything without being sure. I would like to correct, then, this error as regards the accompaniment. I'm not sure that I have the name. Brother Nemish? Brother Roberts will be accompanied by Brother Nemish.
And feed us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory,
placed here just as the backdrop for the announcer, but you're really going to see some pictures as you listen to music by your brethren. And first we will have a trio, Sister Laura Kelsey, Sister Ann Lelouch, Brother Stanley Overton, accompanied by Brother Clifford Miles, the piano.
Be
appreciated the sentiments of that hymn, that making melody in our heart. Next, we will have the privilege of hearing Brother and Sister Paul Melitza from the U.S. Sisters sing for us. They're the three Caterba sisters. really glad that there are those who, under the pressure of present-day living and living lives of sacrifice, the Lord, the truth, and the brethren, they're still able to maintain these abilities for a blessing for their brethren. At this time, we will have the pleasure of a double male quartet.
Thank you. I lack the courage in a testimony meeting to get up and give you the love of the Spokane Ecclesia. I give it to you now. You know, as we are making melody in our hearts unto the Lord in this manner, the measure of our thankfulness and appreciation should ever be increased for the musical and poetic talent granted to the Lord's saints, who were blessed with the ability to compose the many beautiful and precious truth hymns which we are privileged to enjoy. And in connection with the truth hymns, dear friends, I just can't resist telling you how beautifully, how wonderfully you sing them. I must confess that at times I just stop singing, and as I hear you, dear one, singing these wonderful hymns from the heart, and I listen with mine, I break down about every time. It's so beautiful. Brother Foss has kindly consented to grant a special request that after I sing four of the old favorite hymns that I'm sure that you all love, that you as a congregation will sing the last verse and chorus of hymn number 54, for us, that we may listen to you sing. It's really beautiful. All right, sister. Of Jesus say, come unto me and rest, thy load of care thou mayst lay down and be no more distressed. I came to Jesus as I was, weary and worn and sad, I found in him a resting place, and he hath made me glad. I need thee every hour, most precious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need
requested, and I think after that wonderful compliment that he paid the congregation and their singing, that you'll be very happy to grant his request of singing the last verse and chorus of number 54.
Thank you. just yet.
Brother Woodworth said that if he had played for us, he would have played face to face. But he would like to request that we have Brother George Roberts sing face to face for us instead to fill this time. Brother George Roberts, and face to face. Now let us all join in singing hymn number 158. Brother Wessel will lead you in singing.
Songs in the Night for August 23rd. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Galatians 5:25. The apostle explains that those who have become Christ's followers have crucified the flesh with the passions and desires thereof. They have voluntarily agreed that they will live contrary to the emotions and desires of the fallen flesh. He urges, if we live by the Spirit let us also walk. It is the Spirit of God which has quickened us and which ultimately is to perfect us. But it can perfect us only if we are led by it and walk in its ways. Otherwise, we will not be fit for a place in the kingdom, whatever other place in God's arrangement we may have. One of the most dangerous besetments of the Christian is vanity. It leads to more trouble, provokes more quarrel and envies than is generally supposed. If we are walking after the Spirit of our Master, it will mean that instead of being vainglorious, we will be meek, humble, teachable. And only such will eventually be ready for the glory, honor, and immortality which God will bestow upon the faithful at the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
And with these thoughts in mind, we will ask Brother Leo Post to express our thanks to our Heavenly Father for all the many favors of this convention